Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Wednesday, the 20th of January. Starting off with Ascent Resources, we've already had a decent build-up here. The start of the best part of the rally, really, that gap through the October resistance at the time, around the, the 5 pence level, and really we've stayed above that, at or above that ever since. Rising trend channel that can be drawn from the end of November and above the floor of the channel, around 8 pence. We're looking towards that November resistance line projection as high as 15 pence, which could be seen as soon as the end of next month. This stage only really back below the, the 7 pence area, the area of the near-term moving averages, the 50 and 100-day lines, really delaying the upside scenario. Angle was covered here a little while back, and I have to say it's done rather better than was expected at that time. Almost vertical move, very steady progress here. We had a 65 pence target there at that July resistance line projection, which looked rather ambitious given the share price was only around, 50 pence at that time. Current view is that while we're above 65 pence, looking for further gains for Angle, hopefully the top of the rising December trend channel, currently pointing to as high as a pound, could be seen as soon as the end of next month. On to another stock which is done well in terms of building up slowly but steadily, Conduity Capital. Here we've just broken the initial January resistance around 2.4 pence, and while we're above that, looking for the 200-day line, 200-day moving average at 3.25. And in terms of the bigger call here, up to as high as 5 pence, hopefully by the end of next month, which is the top of a rising trend channel from back in October. So let's see if Conduity can rise to the challenge. Stock which has got all the hallmarks of being a multi-bagger, and that's set off the back of the way the shares have gapped through resistance at the beginning of the week, through 7, 7.25. And if you remember the video I did at the weekend, that tends to be the starting gun for the best moves. Good move today as well for the shares, and this rate we should hopefully hit the top of the rising trend channel from the end of September on the critical metals chart as soon as the end of next month, and the way things are going, maybe even by the end of this month. So let's see if that works out. A stock which is hasn't been featured here for a while but is back again now is Europa Oil and Gas. A beautiful break of this initial January resistance there. You could say that's the handle on the source of formation that we've got since September. But however way you play it, above 1.6 pence on an end-of-day close basis, and we could hit the top of the rising trend channel from last March as high as 2.5 pence, hopefully by the end of next month. Good to see Edenville getting its act together. I think the last time I looked at the shares, they were somewhere in that little bull flag situation a few days ago. The view was that at least while the shares remained above 30 pence in the 50-day moving average, we could see further progress. The target initially was the 200-day line, I suppose, as it normally is, 38 pence. We've easily exceeded that. And while we're above that on an end-of-day close basis, hoping for the top of a June broadening triangle on the daily chart, currently promising a target as high as 80 pence, which would be quite a coup given the journey that Edenville shareholders have had over the recent past. Going on to i3 Energy, where it's been one of those slow burners that we've had. Extended base, I suppose, since September. The best part of the price action of late has been the break above the 200-day moving average at the beginning of the month. That's currently around 5.4 pence. And while we're above the 200-day line, we're looking towards the top of a rising May trend channel as high as 9 pence, hopefully by the end of next month. The next trigger here would be a clearance, a weekly close above the high of January to date intraday at 6.7 pence. So watch out for that. Market going a bit SPAC crazy at the moment, and that's why We have Mustang Energy and Focus, a little push up towards the 18 pence level today. Today we come back a bit, but clearly an end of day close above 18 pence could be the momentum trigger for a move to the top of that rising November trend channel at 30 pence. Bull argument very much in place while we hold above the 200-day moving average at 11 pence, which should be relatively straightforward, relatively easy over the next few sessions. A couple of decent movers to come next. First up is Ormen Mining, where we've bounced off effectively the old resistance area. That was 1.8 pence from October. That's become new support in January. And the view is that while we're above the neckline resistance of January at 2.5 pence on an end-of-day close basis, we could head up towards 8 pence at the top of that rising trend channel from back in the end of January last year. So that target on the cards, one would say, hopefully by the end of next month. So a decent looking setup there at Ormen Mining. A stock which had a really strong run just a few days ago is Oriole Resources, and now we've got into a kind of mid-move flag, a mid-move consolidation. Today's current low, 1.05 pence, looks like a decent end-of-day close stop loss. While we're above that, we've got 1.4 pence as an initial target, which is a previous resistance line there from March. End-of-day close through 1.4 pence could take us up to an end-of-February target up to as high as 2 pence, which is a November 2019 resistance line projection. Just a couple of stocks to go now. First is Rambler, which has been requested of me by multiple parties. I think I did cover it before when it was a bit lower, but it's been hanging around the 0.3, 0.4 area for quite some time, and it looks as though with a decent end of day close through 0.4 pence, which would be through the December intraday resistance, we could head up towards the top of the rising trend channel from October up to 0.6 pence by the end of next month. Finishing off with Tiziana, which is continues to get its act back together for 2021 after the stellar performance that we saw in the first part of, the middle part of 2020. Just looking for an end of day close here through £1.65 with initial January resistance. If we can get that, then we're looking at the possibility of a top of 2020 price channel target, the resistance line projection there, up to £2.40, and the time frame on that by the end of next month. In terms of the stop loss, probably back below the recent support, so £1.39, or if you could tighten it up down towards £1.45, that would be the place to be. That's it from me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.